It's great to have our friend across the ditch, Phil Duncan of weatherwatchtb.co.new Zealand. How are you today, sir? Kia ora.
I'm very good. Kia ora. Nice to be with you again.
How's our weather shaping up for today and this month of June? It's winter solstice, if you will, during the course of this month. So how much will that play into it, and what can we expect?
Well, you've got, at the moment, we've got high pressure moving in. And, you know, normally for the last several months, if not longer, most of the high pressure has been down around southern parts of Australia, or even south of Australia, south of Tasmania. Now we're seeing a real shift and high pressure moving inland. And so this coming week and going into the first weekend of June, we're going to see high pressure exit South Australia towards New South Wales. You've got high pressure smack bang over you to kick off this week in the central part of Queensland. So one high over you at the moment, another one coming in as we go into the first weekend of June. That'll be a little further south of you. So we're going to have a lot of sunny weather, temperatures mostly in the lower sort of 20s. There might be some days where it reaches the mid-20s, and overnight temperatures a little bit down. They're around sort of, you know, double digits still, but only just. And we are seeing a bit of a change coming in after this coming weekend, and that'll be back to those easterly winds coming off the sea with cloud and showers. That'll go through for a while through to the middle part of the month, and then again I would expect that we'll get some sort of change. But at the moment it looks as though you've got a very sunny, lovely start to the month of June, followed by several days of cloud and showers with easterlies returning, and then those easterlies should fade out around about the middle part of the month, and probably see some more high pressure smack bang over Queensland itself. So it's like an off-on switch. It's either settled and sunny, or it's easterlies with showers. Those are the sort of the two different forecasts that we're looking at for southeast Queensland over the next couple of weeks or few weeks ahead.
And sounds like it could be the same thing for even next month, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's no big change that we can see coming up at the moment. Of course, El Nino might be announced any day now, but just because it's announced doesn't necessarily make a difference to your weather forecast. And so that's already being factored into weather forecasts. We're certainly seeing a wintry weather forecast for southern parts, the southern states of Australia, getting some cold southerlies coming through, wintry weather coming in off and on for them, mixed in with high pressure as well. So that means we've got variety, and that's usually a good thing for most places. But I think if you're on the coastal southeast of Queensland, you've definitely got some changeable weather coming up once we get past the next week. Because this week, yeah, the first week of June is going to be very sunny, very settled. But these big storms further to the south of the country may still influence your weather as we go through the month at times. So they're sort of far-reaching, even though they're quite a long way away from
it. All right, and how's the Indian Ocean Dipole going?
So at the moment, I believe that's neutral, but there could be some changes happening there. The at this time of the year, there are quite a few things going on. You've got, as you say, the IOD over in the Indian Ocean. You've got ENSO, which is El Nino and La Nina in the Pacific Ocean. And then in the Southern Ocean, we've got SAM, the Southern Annular Mode. And these have all been neutral for a number of months now. That's why we haven't seen much in the way of sort of big changes happening. But I do think as we go through the winter months, we're going to see these things tip more negative, and that could produce more rainmakers. But for now, yeah, there's not a lot of change going on.
Can't wait until next month when we do this again. And who knows, maybe some changes. Maybe La Nina or El Nino, one of them's going to happen. And we'll find out in next month. I dare say. The current indices are certainly pointing towards mostly neutral for everything else, so we'll play it with that. Nice talking to you as always, Phil. Absolute pleasure.
You too. Enjoy all that sunny weather coming up.
We shall indeed, right here at Moreton Bay's home of Classic Hits, 101.5 FM.